Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam, and before I start today's challenge, I would just like to announce that there is exciting news for the pronunciation challenge. I can't say exactly what it is, but I can tell you if you've been enjoying our pronunciation challenges, that you better make sure that you're following us on Facebook because there's something exciting coming up. So make sure you're following us on Facebook if you don't want to miss this new pronunciation challenge news. That's all I'm going to say about that for now. And anyway, so make sure you're following us, and now we're going to get on to our challenge. So today's challenge comes from the video called How to Not Let Your Mistakes Ruin You. And this is kind of a cool video because I actually found that the guy talking in this video did a very good job of not letting his mistake ruin him. You know, there's a lot of these videos that give you advice, or they tell you how to do something, or they share their opinions on something. But I think this guy did a very good job because he actually shows you what he did in the real situation that he encountered. He was actually in exactly that situation where his mistake could have ruined him, and he didn't let it ruin him. So anyway, I recommend you check out this video. I think it's a very good lesson. I know personally, I would have been super, super nervous in that situation, and I may have let my mistake ruin me. But hopefully, after watching this video, I won't be in that. I wouldn't be in that situation, I should say, if I'm ever in a similar situation. Anyway, let's get on to our challenge. I'm a big believer in the idea that so many people make mistakes, and it's not the mistake that ruins them, it's the way they react to their mistake that ruins them. So pretty simple, not too many difficult words, but I think also quite well put. Quite well put just means that he said it well. It was a good way of saying what he was trying to say. It was well expressed. Anyway, let's get on to our vocabulary. So first we have believer and believe. Believer and believe. So for the word believer, it essentially just means someone that believes a certain thing. It's quite simple. But in this case, it's commonly used when people say they're a believer. I think the most common ways are either one, in a religious context. You know, for example, if someone is a non-believer or a believer, it means that they are a person that does not believe in this certain religion, or someone that does believe in a certain religion. So it's used that way, but it's also used as a way of expressing one's current opinions on something. So, like in the video, he says, "I'm a big believer in the idea that blah 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 blah." That means that's something that he thinks is true, something he believes in, an idea that he supports. So you can say, "I'm a big believer that blah 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 blah," or "I'm a big believer in the idea that blah 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 blah." And then, you know, for example, "I'm a big believer that everyone should be equal," or "I'm a big believer in the idea that we should live every single day like it's our last day, and not put things off into the future," that kind of thing. So usually it's kind of some sort of grand idea or opinion, or some sort of maybe very deeply rooted belief. Yeah, so that's believer. And of course you can say, "I'm a big believer that," or "I'm a believer of something," or you can just say, "I believe that blah 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 blah." Very, very similar usage. So of course, "I'm a believer" is using the word as a noun, and if you say "I believe something," the word "believe," of course, is a verb. Pretty simple. And next we have the word mistake, screw up, and screw up. So I'm sure everyone knows the word mistake. So of course you say you make a mistake. Make sure you don't say that you do a mistake. That is not correct. You cannot do a mistake. You can only make a mistake. You can do something by mistake. So, for example, "I broke the mirror by mistake." That just means that you didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident. It was a mistake. So if you do something by mistake, it's like saying you did it accidentally. That's a very similar meaning. But I'm sure the words that you may not know are screw up, and I've included it twice here because it can be both a noun and a verb. And I should say this is a very informal and North American usage. So the word screw up as a noun can also just mean a mistake. For example, you could say, "Oh, this was quite a bad screw up." That just means that was a bad mistake. You can also say that a person is a screw up. For example, if you've done a whole lot of things wrong and you're kind of feeling sad about it, if people are very pessimistic about themselves, they'll often say, "Oh, I'm such a screw up." That just means, "Oh, I can't do anything right. I screw everything up." And that's the next one I want to talk about, is using screw up as a verb. And when you use screw up as a verb, as I just said, you say you screw something up, or I screwed up. It's kind of like, you can also say I messed up, I messed something up. Quite a similar usage. For example, you could say, "Oh, don't give it to him. He will screw it up for sure," or "He will mess it up for sure," that kind of thing. That just means he's gonna do it wrong, he's gonna make a big mistake, he's gonna ruin the whole thing, right? And that brings us to our next word, is ruin. Ruin. And I'm sure you've heard the word being used when talking about an object. So, for example, he knocked the painting off the wall and completely ruined it. Right, so in this case, that would just mean that either he damaged it or he broke it or whatever it may be, he ruined it. It means that he's done something bad to it, right? But in the video, he's talking about ruining a person or letting something ruin a person. So he's saying when you make a mistake, don't let your mistake ruin you. So that just means don't let it affect you so much, right? And it's interesting that he says not to let it ruin you. I like the way he talks about that because he's emphasizing the fact that you have control over this situation. And that's why the title of the video is How to Not Let Your Mistakes Ruin You. That's just saying that you have the power to let them ruin you or not let them ruin you. Yeah. And our next word is destroy. Destroy. And destroy, I think, at least in this case, is essentially like ruin, but maybe even worse, maybe more catastrophic. Right? You could say, don't let it ruin you, or you could say, don't let it destroy you. You could say, accept it, move on, don't let it destroy you. It just means don't let it ruin you to the point where, it gets even worse, or something like that, right? I'd say they're quite similar, but once again, I think destroy is maybe one step further than ruin. You could also say don't let it control you, don't let it consume you. These are all kind of a similar idea in that you have to control these situations and how you feel about them. And finally, we have react and handle. React and handle. So in the video, he says it's not the mistake that ruins them. It's the way they react to their mistake that ruins them. And I agree 100%, actually. And I think he illustrated that well. Because it was kind of an embarrassing mistake he made, but really it wasn't that big of a deal, right? He handled it well and he didn't let it ruin him. He reacted to it very well. So another way you could say that is he handled it well, right? You could say the way you react to something or the way you handle something. Of course, you can't say react something or handle to something. So remember, if you use react, you say react to something, to a certain situation or some event. And then when you handle, you don't say handle to, you just handle something. So you could also, just as you said in the video, it's the way they react to their mistake. You could say it's the way they handle their mistake that ruins them. Or mishandle, right? If you handled it poorly, you could say it was mishandled. But that's getting a little bit too much. I think this is enough for now. Anyway, That is all we have for vocabulary. I'm going to read our challenge one more time and then wrap it up. I'm a big believer in the idea that so many people make mistakes, and it's not the mistake that ruins them. It's the way they react to their mistake that ruins them. And I encourage everyone to listen to the pronunciation of the word ruin a few times. Ruin, ruin. I know that's kind of a tricky word for some people. So don't worry if you're having trouble with it. Give it a few tries, maybe listen to some other recordings and practice it. You will get it in no time. Anyway, as I said in the beginning of this recording, make sure you're following us on Facebook. There's very, very exciting news coming up. And of course, I'm looking forward to listening to your recordings and reading your comments, as usual. And thank you all for listening. I'm Sam, and I will see you all on the next one. Bye!